This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum in Davos, she said that after Davos, the next weekend, she will travel to India. She, however, said there is still work to do. She added that it would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of global GDP.
The next weekend, I will travel to India. There's still work to do, but we are on the cusp of a historic trade agreement. Indeed, some call it the mother of all deals. One that would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of global GDP. And crucially, that would provide a first mover advantage for Europe with one of the world's fastest growing and most dynamic continents.
European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25 to 27. They will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is building a complete semiconductor ecosystem covering design, fabrication, packaging, materials, gases and equipment. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that global industry sees India as an increasingly reliable supply chain partner. He said Google is strengthening its commitment to India's AI ecosystem, including a $15 billion AI data center in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and partnerships with Indian startups. The Election Commission will host the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management 2026 in New Delhi, beginning today. Nearly 100 international delegates representing over 70 countries from across the world are expected to participate in the three-day conference. The combined index of 8 core industries, ICI, increased by 3.7% in December last year on an annual basis. The index witnessed a slowdown from the same period in the previous year, but accelerated from upwardly revised figure of 2.1% in November. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the production of cement, steel, electricity, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth last month. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicles Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection, and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their statehood day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the states are blessed with rich cultural legacy, vibrant traditions and extraordinary natural beauty. Mr. Modi also prayed that the states prosper significantly in the coming times. The first commercial run of the Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kamakhya, Guwahati and Howrah has received an overwhelming response from passengers. The Railway Ministry said that all the seats were booked within a few hours of opening the ticket reservation. The swift sell-out of tickets reflects passengers' eagerness to experience the speed, comfort and modern amenities of the Vande Bharat sleeper. NASA astronaut Sunita Williams retired from the space agency after 27 years of remarkable service. The retirement, effective from 27th of last month, was announced by NASA this morning. In men's cricket, a five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand begins from today. The opening match of the series will be played in Nagpur this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Indonesia Masters Badminton, India's top shuttlers P.V. Sindhu, Malvika Bansol and Tanvi Sharma are set to kick off their campaigns in the first round of the main draw at the Istora Senayan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.